behind the Christmas hits with Drew Savage.
What song had the longest journey ever to become number one? It's time to go behind one of the biggest Christmas hits of all. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah's then-husband and head of Sony Music, Tommy Mottola, decided the follow-up to Mariah's Music Box album, her most successful to date, would be a Christmas album. This was 1993. Contemporary pop stars didn't do Christmas albums, and Mariah thought the idea was way off base. But her love of Christmas, something she credits her mother for as a child, eventually took over. She put on her DVD of It's a Wonderful Life and blasted it through her house as she began to make a list of those childhood Christmas thoughts. Mariah then flipped those feelings into lyrics about lost love. The song has grown in popularity almost every single year. It peaked at number 13 on Billboard's Hot 100 in 1994. 25 years later, it finally hit number one, the longest a song has ever taken to get to that spot. Mariah said she used to pick the song apart, but finally is in a place where she can enjoy it and acknowledges that maybe the record company was right. Mariah's songwriting partner, Walter Afanasyev, has his own memories of the song, some of which are very different from Mariah's. For that and more stories behind the Christmas hits, go to iHeartRadio.ca.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.